Exercise 2, page 166.
As I was saying, there are many theories that try to explain why we dream. Let us now take a look at four of these theories.
Speaker 1.
The purpose of dreams is to turn the huge amount of information we take in every day into what is called intelligence. We dream so we can sort through our daily memories to determine which ones are important and which ones are less so.
Speaker 2.
Dreaming allows human beings to deal intelligently with their troubles and difficulties. This theory claims that when we are awake, we can't solve difficult questions very well because our conscious minds are defensive and critical. But when we are asleep, our subconscious minds are more open. In other words, dreams help us to work through difficult questions that we can't answer when we're awake.
Speaker 3.
Dreams have no real significance. They are the random firings of a brain that isn't conscious. According to this theory, when we dream, the mind is still functioning insofar as it's producing images. But there is no meaning behind the images. Consciousness simply wants to see some deep meaning in our brains at all times. The fact that we remember so few of our dreams, a few percent at best, seems to support this theory. If dreams really are important, then why don't we remember more of them?
Speaker 4.
Consider the following fact important. When we dream, a part of our brain, called the amygdala, fires more often than normal. The amygdala is the fight or flight part of the brain. It is active when we are deciding what to do in threatening situations. So, according to Theory 4, dreaming allows us to practice our reaction to dangerous situations in the safety of our beds, so that we can become better at surviving in the real world.